Hey, beautiful girls, beautiful boys, beautiful alpacas, and cuddly wallabies.
Apache helicopters.
And Apache helicopters.
Death machines.
That's probably the same thing as an Apache helicopter. Or are you including all other things as
rays
well?
Rays of light.
Yeah?
Welcome, rays of light.
Yeah, the window's open back there. I forgot to close that. I've been doing this thing
way to go, man.
Where I look outside throughout the day
and
so I know it exists.
Imagine what going outside would be like.
No.
No.
No, I don't,
don't
do
that,
that much. No.
You don't want that.
No, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just like to know, like, is it cloudy or is it sunny? Okay, it's cloudy.
Okay.
That way I can be like, hey, man, how's the clouds?
Yeah.
And then we can have a conversation.
It's rainy.
About it.
And it's great taking a dog out to poop in an apartment complex when it's raining.
Let's just do this.
It's great.
Let's just get started.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. Is Thursday our drinking show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Long week. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend.
Me too, dude.
And for it to be over.
Me too, dude. Yeah. I put my title on Twitch today as it's Friday Eve because I'm so excited. And then I realized about 5 hours in, I was saying it's Thursday Eve on stream with my mouth.
Oh, nice.
And then I realized that that's
totally.
Not wrong.
I
made it Wednesday.
You did.
Yeah.
It's not Wednesday.
It's not. It's Thursday.
Today would be Thursday.
Yeah. I thought all yesterday was Tuesday.
Well, that tells you one thing about your life.
I'm like off a day.
Days don't matter.
I don't know how. I don't.
Get back on it.
I have a schedule. I take my kid to school.
Figure it out.
I don't know how.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, man. I was worried until you told me. I didn't.
I
still didn't know. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about on the show tonight, man.
All right. What's that, man?
All right.
What is it?
We're going to talk about how Google just announced the Pixel has no headphone jack.
Of course it doesn't.
Okay. We're going to talk.
I already anticipated that.
We're going to talk about Kate Winslet being in Avatar now.
What? Okay.
We're going to talk about the changes to the NBA All-Star game. We won't get to that. We're also going to talk about big houses in L.A. We won't get to that. We're also going to talk about some other stuff. Like, I just see Bill Gates, but I don't remember what that story's
Bill
about.
Bill Gates.
Probably not going to get to that. We'll probably spend most of the time talking about whatever chat puts in there. That's honestly what will happen. And then we'll go on tangents, probably after we talk about Avatar. Probably go on some type of rabid random tangent.
Doogie.
So should we just start the show and get into this? Or like, is that
Let's
like
start our awesome, fantastical show.
All right, here we go. Bam!
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Hey, everybody, we're here.
We're here.
How you doing? It's the Seth and Colby Show.
Seth and Colby.
It is a new episode on Thursday. October 5th. Episode 27.
27.
We are live right now at twitch.tv/SethandColby, where you can catch us twice a week, once on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, and once on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, also known as this episode. Yes, twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you missed it live, the video on demand and highlights from the episode in video format are available on our YouTube page, youtube.com/SethandColby. And you can also follow us on Twitter for links and funny things throughout the week, twitter.com/SethandColby.
Follow, subscribe, people.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Also, if you don't like video because you don't want to see this visage,
or four.
Or that visit. Then you can listen to the audio-only version on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher like you still live in 2008.
Yep.
All right? Back in the day, we were like, oh, we got a podcast! And now it doesn't matter because
no one listens to podcasts anymore.
We got a video, man. We also had a video in 2008. We also streamed for the internet.
Well, we were one of the first.
We were.
We started.
We put Ustream on the map.
We did. And
IBM bought them for like $1 trillion. And now they're dead. No, it's because we left.
Yeah,
Ustream died.
And they were like, what do we do
That's
now?
That's right. It's over.
What do we do now?
And now we're putting Twitch on the map because no one knows about Twitch except for us.
The twitchiness of
Twitch. We're making Twitch. We're the PewDiePie of Twitch except for racism and the N-word.
Yes.
Yes. You want that? Go watch Kobe and Bash. Anyway.
Racist.
This is our intro. Welcome to it.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. We already told you what we're going to talk about today.
We actually did.
So just at the standard intro time, thank you for following, subscribing, leaving a review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen. That'd be most appreciated. If you watch on YouTube and Twitch, please follow and subscribe us. And we'll say, let's fade it out. I'll fade it out. All right, it's faded out.
Yeah,
all right,
faded.
So here's what I will say about YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't know if you've been checking our YouTube.
I don't pay attention.
Okay. On Twitch, we're seeing like 10%, 20% growth week over week.
Uh-huh. All right.
We get like 5 or 6 followers a week.
Right? Yeah.
Which is, in the grand scheme of things, we're not PewDiePie level.
Right. Right.
But it's still good.
Good.
It's good. It's
we
about to overtake my personal
it.
Twitch, which I might delete our channel when
I'm
that happens.
I'm so proud.
But we got 2 to go, I think.
Oh,
we got 2 followers to go.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's because of me.
It is probably. I mean,
it's not.
It's the only difference. Anyway, here's the deal.
No,
okay?
It's not.
YouTube.
Destiny's
we had
select.
Last week, all right,
uh-huh.
We had 11 subscribers on YouTube. And granted, YouTube is recycled content. Like, people follow us on Twitch because this is new. What
right.
we're saying right now is new. You listen to us on iTunes because when a new episode shows up,
comes out
it's
the
new.
Mouth, it's in your ears.
Right. I understand that people go to YouTube to watch things that have already occurred, but most of the fans of this show, they watch it as soon as it's available. So they're either watching it live on Twitch, which is why they follow us, or they're listening later on iTunes, okay, as soon as it's
yes.
new. People who listen on iTunes or watch on Twitch, I doubt, are going to YouTube and subscribing to us to watch the same video that they just watched,
just
especially
watched
when
that.
Our episodes
mm-hmm.
are 2 hours
right.
long,
yeah.
and then those clips are also there, so every episode is like 4 hours.
Makes sense.
I understand that. All right. Here's the thing, though. This is my point. Last week, we had 11 subscribers.
Uh-huh.
Now we have 10. Who unfollowed us?
What right? the hell?
Also, the only people who are commenting on our YouTube are salty trolls.
Oh,
people
really?
Who hate us. All right, you just want to peruse real quick
I
to see what I mean? I
have looked and seen.
Look at this.
Yes.
I'll show you. YouTube.com slash
who unfollowed?
And
subscribed. Unsubscribed. Who did it?
Who
probably
did it?
Tony P.
Let me just go into our dashboard here. There's nothing to hide.
Dude,
not hiding
trolls.
Nothing. All right,
bring
let's
on
go.
The trolls.
Okay,
I
so
love them.
We've gotten +2 subscribers the last 3 days. You see one dipped off.
Oh, mother.
All right. We only have 10 subscribers now. We used to have 11. Our minutes watched are up. Our views are up. That's good, okay? Here's the thing. We'll go into a video manager, all right? Here we go. So, 12 views on Unreal Engine's faces, nothing. All right, let's look at the engagement ones. All right, someone thumbs down our last episode, which...
Who the fuck
personally,
did that?
I think our last episode was one of our best episodes.
That is the dude who unfollowed.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
It is that
someone,
who it was.
Someone unfollowed. Thumbed us, thumbed down us, and then they unsubscribed. That's how much they hated us. All right, here's another example. Okay, let's see. Which one is it? This one right here. For the Blue Planet 2 trailer, which, by the way, got flagged by the BBC.
Jesus.
Blocked worldwide. So this point may be moot, because as soon as our copyright dispute is in progress,
uh-huh.
we're either going to have it put back up, or it's going to be gone forever.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it has 124 views. And 7 dislikes. People really did not agree with our Blue Planet trailer commentary. Which, by the way, that trailer, it sucked. Okay, and if you thought that trailer was epic, you're a dummy. Okay?
Why do people hate things?
That was my impression of Radiohead soundtrack for that trailer.
I thought which that was an impression of a whale.
That's also an impression of a whale. Okay, I'm Dory. All right, come at me.
Come at
you. My point is that people obviously didn't like our negative take on the Blue Planet trailer, which I think was meh. Okay?
Why?
It's seven.
Seven.
Seven thumbs down.
Seven individual people.
Right.
Who watch YouTube, apparently, on the reg, because they know what the like buttons right. are. Hit dislike. And not we, one like.
And we get more likes than we do dislikes. Like, again, like, I think the people who watch later, because our thumbs up are mostly on our full episodes. Like, two thumbs up on that one, two on that one, two on that one, three on this one. You know, and like no one's watched Did Disney Steal the Plot to Lion King? Like no one cares. Okay.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we should.
My story. Maybe. I'm so offended.
Maybe we should only put up full episodes. I don't know. Some of these things I like that people watched because we got to get to 10,000 views where we can monetize this YouTube. So every little view helps.
Yes.
But like the fact that it's seven dislikes and not one thumbs up. Do you think it's possible that people came to it, thought it was the trailer, and then saw our faces and then thumbs downed it?
That's got to be it,
right?
There's our reaction after it.
Right.
And why is YouTube showing anybody that video before the actual trailer if all they do is search Blue Planet 2 trailer?
Also, there's a big Seth and Colby logo in the corner of the thumbnail. Just
I don't get it.
For the record. But, like, you know, I think everything else has been pretty normal.
Yeah.
But I just, that guy, oh, hold on, let me show you these comments. Let me show you these comments, bro. So, some guy said on here, on our new Star Destroyer video, which is old at this point. How old is this video?
Get it out the
Star,
way.
Shush. It's, we got two thumbs up on this one, by the way, just for the record, okay? And this is from September 3rd. It's over a month old. How big did you retards think the Death Star or Star Killer base is? That's the comment. All right?
Okay, one, that's not the word anymore. We don't use that word.
We don't use that word?
Two, you didn't even have a question. Pick one or the other. They're both different sizes, right, so we can't answer your made-up fucking question.
Well, here's my attempt at an answer. The Death Star and Starkiller base were the size of a small moon and a planet, respectively. Are you implying that Snoke's new ship has the mechanisms to destroy planets, or that it is the main base of operations for the First Order? Does everyone live on his ship now, like they did on the Death Star? We're retards, so help us out why this question is relevant. there's been no reply.
Perfect.
Can't imagine why.
Also, that's a troll account because they don't have a picture.
Actually,
anybody
I was really impressed.
YouTube,
this guy's name account. Is Purple P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and his icon is a purple P.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I don't. That's really impressive. Actually, like, how did he know it was going to be purple? Or did he upload a purple P?
He did that. Yeah. He
that's
did
less
that.
Impressive now yeah, that I think about that. It. All right. Well, yeah, I ungive those
what
props.
A shithead.
Those props come back to
what
me.
What a shithead.
Also, Carl. On our Elon Musk's new city-to-city rocket transportation video, says, proposing the use of rockets to transport people around the world is an expression of expert-level stupidity. Don't fall for the lies, or whatever you do, don't invest.
Okay, that's not so much trolling, that's just the man's opinion.
Yes.
I can let that one slide.
And he really
and
wants
also,
us to know it.
I mean, I agree. Traveling, like, 30 minutes would be a great flight time, but if it's with a rocket, and I'm gonna blow up, not worth it. You know?
Yeah.
Not worth it.
I agree. Well, I mean, but airplanes could blow up, dude.
Not as easily as rockets.
Why? They're giant aluminum cans flying 600 miles an hour through the air.
And you compare the number of random explosions in airlines compared to the number of explosions in a rocket launch. Okay. One's going to be significantly higher than the other one.
It's probably true. And there's also more planes, so that number should be higher for planes, but it's still not.
Yep.
So, okay.
See.
All right. Well, you got me there, man.
Burnt!
You got me there, man. Also, Ryloth is the Twi'lek home planet.
Burnt!
Jessica let us know that in our comments, because we were
fantastic.
Asking last week what Ryloth was.
Nerd. Now she knows. I like how they get at each other. It's fantastic.
But yeah, so that's a peek into our YouTube. I don't remember why we started on that. Honestly, but Thank you for subscribing on YouTube.
Thanks for commenting your dick comments too. I love them. I will respond to them on the show.
Oh, I just want to know who unsubscribed. That's what I want to know. But it's just impossible to know, man.
How does it say that we have 10 yet it only showed us like 5,
it only shows people who have their subscribers publicly viewable. Their subscribes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
That makes sense.
I have like 30 on my Z Swigs account, and it only shows like 4 people when I click into it. It's infuriating.
Very strange.
Infuriating. Yeah. Do you think it's possible that it was Cameron who disliked us and unfollowed us? Because he's jealous of our success?
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
You know, let's
say that.
While we're just doing things internally, let's do something else fun. Let's just go here, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to look at this.
Just a taste just, into the back end.
Just for fun, all right? I got to type in my absurdly long password.
If you don't know it, then you're going to have to reset it on the show.
This one I know. This ain't Netflix, all right? This I have to do twice a week.
Netflix, I got
3
you.
Times a week, all right? Sure, you. Save it. No one's going to be in here. All right, so this is the Duo back end, all right, guys? This is Cameron's bank account right here. So you can ignore that part. Thank you for not supporting him. It's much appreciated. Here we go. I'm loading. Am I loading? I'm loading. Okay. This is every episode published to Duo's RSS feeds.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Cameron does a show every week. It's called High Hopes.
Okay.
All right?
Right. I didn't know that. Now I do.
Where is it? Because these episodes right here, these are all my podcasts.
Right.
Seth and Colby for September 10th. Weekly reset. Seth and Colby. Weekly reset. Seth and Colby. Weekly reset. Seth and Colby. Okay? We didn't do a weekly reset this week.
3 weeks.
He uploaded September 4th and September 7th at the same time in between the 7th and the 10th. Okay?
Okay.
All right? And then Seth and Colby weekly reset. Seth and Colby. And then he uploaded the August 28th episode. Weekly reset. Seth and Colby. Weekly reset. Then he uploaded another one. Like, my point is, the man can't be jealous of our success because he's not even putting his stuff up on iTunes.
Right. And he's not doing it consistently.
Well, I think he is.
Nor 2 times a week.
I just don't think he's doing it on Duo, which is where everyone would listen.
Hi, chat.
Oh, hey. What's up, man? We're talking about our friends.
We're bad-mouthing our friends right now. Dummy who doesn't know how to successfully market himself on the interwebs, because we're doing so much better.
Okay, the last episode he put up on his YouTube was September 18th, was the last one he's publicly posted. But he's done one live every week since then. So he hasn't even published his videos to his YouTube yet.
Right.
They've been live, and then he didn't publish them.
And then 3 years. That's the amount of time in between videos.
That is true. And I assume that it's because he has 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, but this video only got 16 views. So I'm guessing that taking three years off doesn't help your audience.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
That much.
I think we can attest to that since we basically started over this year. I mean, you can't really go.
But
just
we
one
did
episode
an episode every year except 2016
except
for
that
10
one.
Years.
For 10 years.
Yeah, that's 10 episodes.
It's not 10 episodes by any means. Should be a lot more than that.
We've almost doubled the amount of episodes that we've ever done since April
like
this year we started this show.
Quadruple it.
Well, we will soon.
We'll have 100 episodes in 1 year.
Yeah.
Compared to 10 episodes in 10 years. So that's better, right?
That's way better.
Hopefully.
That's way better. All right. I'm sorry. I just took over the beginning of this show with some random rage. I have no idea where it came from.
Comment rage.
I just wanted to share with you what's happening on our YouTube page.
Cameron rage.
Just wanted to share with you what's happening on our YouTube page.
Yeah, I gotcha. All
right. You want to talk? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about tech? You want to talk about movies? You want to talk about people? Or you want to talk about sports? Get them sports! Which one do you want to talk about? I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't even drank half this beer. This is just me right now. Okay, I haven't had any human contact for like 12 hours.
Hype!
People!
Oh my God!
You watch movies like The Martian and you're like, oh, I wouldn't miss people. And then I don't see someone for 10 hours. And I'm over here and just forever. All right? Just like this, chat.
Some of that might be the beer. Maybe.
Look how much is in here!
You don't know.
I do know. It's in my hand.
There's more that you can't see.
Invisible beer?
It's invisible beer.
That'd be
man.
Great, dude. Invisible, weightless, non-existent tasting beer. Tasteless would be the nice way of saying that.
Let's talk about the tab that you got up right now, man. Why not?
All right, dude.
Why not?
Here we go. Here we go. Kate Winslet. Know her? She's in Titanic.
I thought you said Kate Upton when you brought this up.
Now you care less, don't you?
Yeah, now I definitely am like that.
Kate Winslet joins Avatar Universe for Titanic reunion with James Cameron. Kate and I have been looking for something to do together for 20 years, since our collaboration on Titanic, which was one of the most rewarding of my career. I can't wait to see her bring her character of Ronal to life. What do you think?
There's one going to be a Titanic, like, Easter egg somewhere in that Avatar movie.
You see a boat singing in the background?
Yeah, totally.
Band playing My Country, Tis of Thee, or whatever.
I'm the king of the world.
What's the name of that song that they play?
My Heart Will Go On.
No, what's the one the band
Celine
plays
Dion?
At the end?
My Heart Will Go On, I'm sure. No, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know.
It's something about God.
Random,
it's something about God.
Random orchestral.
That's going to kill me inside
works
until
of art.
I know.
I don't know those
It's going
to
kill me. This article flows right in from that. The Avatar sequels are pop culture's biggest joke. Okay, apparently the highest grossing movie of all time of Avatar, which is wild because not a single person I know could tell you what happens in Avatar.
What the?
The people are blue, duh. They speak Na'vi, but after that, tell me Sam Worthington's character's name.
Sam.
It's probably not
it's
Sam.
It's not. Zoe screams it. Shit. I'm not getting it.
This is your Titanic people playing on the balcony.
I'm not getting it.
Contrast to that, say, the specificity, which any among us could recite the entire So Long Farewell sequence from The Sound of Music by Brigada Is to Die For, a sheer volume of lines from Gone with the Wind that have infiltrated our daily modern lexicon. Yes, the most famous line from Avatar, Get Away From My Avatar. This is not a line from Avatar. Where were the lines in Avatar? Sound of Music, Gone with the Wind, along with the first Star Wars, were the highest grossing films when adjusted for inflation. That's significant because it means lots of people bought tickets to those movies, not just that the prices of tickets were high. But then again, James Cameron's other epic, Titanic, is the second highest grossing film of all time. That's significant because Titanic is the tits. People
Jake.
Actually like, remember, and unlike Avatar, rewatch Titanic. It's also significant because it was announced Tuesday that Titanic's heroine, Kate Winslet, will reunite with Cameron for the first time in 2 decades for the first of, wait, let me check that again, it can't be true, 4 planned Avatar sequels. She'll play a character named Ronal, a name we'll get around to making fun of once we're done processing the idea of 4 damned Avatar sequels. 4. Can you believe it? Avatar is the most flabbergasting pop culture phenomenon in that it's not a phenomenon at all. There's no fervent fan base. People aren't learning to speak Na'vi like they do Elvish or Klingon. It's unlikely that anyone is hoarding Sigourney Weaver Avatar action figures in their original packaging.
Yeah. You got follow, man.
Oh, thank you. Who followed?
Hunt.
I missed it.
Huntbo1.
Oh, thank you, Huntbo1.
Huntbo1. You're a great fellow person. I don't know what gender you are, so I'm just going to say that.
Tac helicopter.
That one.
That's what they all are. It's not like there is a Harry Potter world like a music park dedicated to the inedible universe of the film created.
Yeah, there is.
Continue the grand tradition of Avatar-related things that nobody asked for. There's a Walt Disney World theme park dedicated to the film. We covered that on the show. We don't know why it exists. Okay?
Because why not?
Well, because money.
This guy is stupid.
You don't like this article?
No.
I think this makes a lot of sense.
You remember why Avatar was incredible
because of the 3D.
So many people went to go
see it.
Because
of the 3D.
That?
Yes.
And the immersive world that it built.
Well, yeah,
people
but that
were
was
like, I
want
to be underwater when not underwater because that was, give it. It was the first
was
time
the
3D. You see 3D.
Right.
But the nostalgia of the thing. That's why they're building a fucking
yeah,
Disney
but
world.
But they're making 4 more.
I thought that
away.
Was stupid.
They can't
but
blow
if you're
us away
get
again
at the
4
guy
times, right?
For what? No, you can't.
But his points are right. You can't remember the name of the main character.
Jake!
You don't know that!
I had to look it up! Jake Sully! That is why it's terrible, is it so bland.
Jake Sully. Yeah. Is that really his name?
Yeah, I looked it up.
I kind of remember that because she's like, Jake Sully!
Jake!
I remember that. Yeah, I mean, Chad's Jake! Like, yay, Avatar! Like, yeah. But we're going to go see it.
Yeah. Because you want the world.
This guy's point, though. No, that, I don't. That's not why.
No?
I feel like I have to go see it because everyone else is going to see it. And if I don't see it, it's FOBO, man. That's what it is. Yeah.
A FUBAR?
No.
What's fear FOBO?
Fear of FOMO.
Oh.
FOMO, not FOBO.
Fear of missing out?
Yeah, I combine FUBU and FOMO.
Like, you're going FUBAR up in this bitch? Fucked up beyond all recognition?
That's it, yep.
I thought comprehension, but that would be FUBU.
Yeah, but seriously, like, I don't care at all about Avatar, I don't think. Do you care at all about Avatar? Because we don't know any of the characters. Does Sigourney Weaver live or die at the beginning of, or at the end of Avatar?
She dies.
You sure?
Yes. She tried to get converted into tree. Am I the only one that remembers fucking Avatar?
No, I remember it.
Yeah.
I was just testing
your
knowledge.
Gets converted into the
what
tree.
What happens
thing,
to Giovanni Ribisi's character
who
at the end?
What?
What happens to the bad guy? What happens to him?
Now I can't remember. Did he get crushed?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Did he get blown up?
I don't know.
He died.
Did he?
I just forget how.
He died? So he ain't going to be in the sequels? See, you don't know. You don't know for sure.
I don't know.
And that's part of the problem. That's exactly what this guy's. That's exactly what this guy's point is. No one knows or cares.
Okay.
There aren't huge Avatar. Everyone else is just kind of like, yeah, hate. I saw Avatar.
I'm just against hate most days. Only I can hate things. And this guy's hating on something for no reason. I did not agree with until about right now. I do agree with it. Like we said, you can't take 11 years off in between number one and number two.
He did that.
You
that's
can't.
True. That's worse than Cameron. That's worse than us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And how he expects that it's going to be exactly as equal as the first Avatar is beyond me. People, like you said, I don't think went for the plot, or else we'd remember the plot. But they went because it's
3D. So you
3D
think it's been too long and that's why
and
we don't remember
beautiful.
It? But his point, he's comparing it to other movies with huge sagas, like Star Wars or Harry Potter.
Right.
Which we've watched multiple times. Have you ever rewatched Avatar?
I've rewatched it not by
with someone
choice.
Who had already seen it before. That's when you rewatched it, right?
Yeah.
With someone who had never seen it.
No. My dad loves it.
Didn't he call it Avatarded?
Yes, he did. But that's just because he thought that was funny.
So he said it was bad as a joke, so he could make a bad he could make a dad joke.
Yeah, he liked it.
Because you know Pinella tells
me
that joke.
He bought it in Blu-ray, and I'm sure has watched it once or twice.
You know how Pinella doesn't remember anything?
What?
You know how, like, he doesn't, like, I could tell him today I'm coming over tomorrow, and then you have to text him tomorrow to let him know
right.
that you're still coming over?
Yep.
He tells me that your dad made that joke once a week. He's like, you know, Colby's dad made a funny one. We were walking out of Avatar, and he's like, this movie was Avatar-ed. He tells me that every week. And
every
I'm like,
week?
It's not even that funny.
That's why. Oh, God.
I don't know why.
It's his favorite joke.
He's yeah, but it's not Pinella's joke.
No, but yeah, it's Pinella's favorite joke.
Yeah.
He just likes that my dad made a funny. I have no idea.
It doesn't make sense.
He's very easily entertained.
All right, anyway, no one cares. Point is, Avatar sucks. No one likes it. Die, Avatar.
Die, Avatar. There's no reason to greenlight four movies based off of an now currently 8-year-old franchise.
Yeah.
Actually, singular film.
Yeah. They built a theme park at Walt Disney World faster than they made a sequel to Avatar.
Yeah. I think it's smaller than we think it is. It's got to be like here's a room.
Nothing Disney does is small.
Well then,
they've got
no
rides
point,
in there, dude.
Man.
You can ride a boat. Disney built real life Pandora in the amount of time it took James Cameron to make a sequel.
I'm sure it's a little harder.
That's not even true. Disney built real life Pandora in the amount of time or before James Cameron started shooting the sequel. James Cameron hadn't even started making the sequel when they popped the champagne on the opening of Pandora at Disney World's Animal Kingdom. All right.
Pop the Pandora Pantane.
What's a Pantane?
It's hair conditioner, I think. I
don't. Pantane Pro-B. The best in Alabama.
I wanted a third P, man, so I just made it up. Pulled it out of the air.
All right, man. What now? You want to keep talking about movies? You want to talk about something else?
What's the other Kate story you got there?
These are both the story. Wow. We covered both of them.
What?
This one is a factual piece, and this one is an opinion piece.
I got two different articles. They both suggest that Kate Winslet is in the next Avatar. Can we believe the fake news? Is it fake news?
I don't know, dude. It's
probably fake news, guys. I mean,
this guy right here, he says that, in fact, we're evidently doomed to experience the next 8 years at this point. Release dates from 2020 through 2025. Pushback from the original date of 2014 and then 2017, which fooled me once, James Cameron. So he's saying it might be fake news.
See, 2014, not so bad.
No.
5 year break. Terminator
did it.
Yeah,
he delayed it.
Not a great
experience. He delayed it 3 years from 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then he delayed it another 3 years.
Yeah.
He delayed it 6 years. In that time, Disney built a theme park. Like, think about it. Disney probably expected there to be 2 Pandora movies out by now.
Right. 1,000%.
Yes.
Because why else would you make a theme park off of a 2009 movie?
Exactly. That's gotta be it.
One movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the rage.
It's gotta be it, man.
The rage.
All right. Tech. More movie stories. Bill Gates. Sports.
Sports, man.
Want to do sports or as fast? Big changes for the NBA All-Star in 2018, okay? Team captains will now choose their own rosters. No more East versus West All-Star games. And the teams will now play for charity. Who cares about that? Let's talk about the first one, all right? Teams pick their own teams.
Who's the team captains?
Probably whoever gets voted. It's all vote-based, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Isn't it?
I think it is now.
I don't know how the NBA works.
So, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, essentially now, LeBron James can build his own team. He can pick Derrick Rose. He can pick who else is on his team. I was going to name off all the Cavs as a joke, but then I spaced out.
Kevin Love.
Who's
Shumpert,
the big one that just went?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade. That was who it was. Yeah, he can pick Dwayne Wade. He can pick Derrick Rose. He can pick, you know. Russell Westbrook can be like, oh, I'm going to pick Paul George. I'm going to pick Carmelo Anthony. And like, get
fuck it, you, KD.
Because they're all the team. And like, yeah. Steph Curry can be like, I'm going to pick Kevin Durant. And James Harden's over there crying.
But there's only 2 teams, right?
Well, yeah, it used to be East versus West, and it was the most popular voted players in their division.
Right.
Now it's just team captains. You pick whoever you want. I'm guessing it's round robin. Like, there's going to be 10 people picked,
right,
or whatever.
It's only one game.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
a
funsies.
Then you can't have multiple teams. There's only going to be 2 captains.
Yeah, but they can pick 14 people or whatever to fill out their 15-man team.
Right.
So there's going to be stacked. And it's no longer East versus West. Like, you never got to see Russell Westbrook play with LeBron James.
Right.
Because they're in different divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can see Dwayne Wade play with Steph Curry.
Yep. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like the one game I'll watch of NBA this year.
Russell Westbrook
year.
With LeBron James.
Oh, man. You don't even know if that'll happen.
That'll happen. It better happen or I'm going to rage out.
May not.
I'm going to snap
and eat you alive.
All right, so that's sports. All right, business or movies again?
Oh, God, man.
Or we could talk about Bill Gates. We could talk about this new internet. We could talk about not that one. That's a breaking case of emergency story where we need time filler.
Oh.
It's about children.
Oh, no.
And school. And sleep.
Sounds not good.
That's right.
What's this one?
Okay, so this is, I just wanted to kind of go over this list with you. Like, something we like to do on the show is just kind of talk about our lives and not care about the audience. So here's an example of that. These are the 25 films with the best cinematography for the 21st century, okay? So they're digging through 17 years of cinematic imagery to find the best films by look.
By look.
And I just want to go through this list and see what you think, and if we've seen any of these or if we agree with them.
All I see is The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Yep. Okay, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. I don't even know what that movie
is.
Yeah, do you know what
I've
that movie that. Is?
Yeah, yeah. The Diving Bell is a lady who really likes butterflies, okay?
And
then
so
she finds one on the street and
uh-huh.
then becomes friends with it.
Okay.
She cares for it. She nurtures it.
Is that
it.
What she's holding
she
in her arm right now in this image?
Yes. And then one day, the butterfly dies.
Oh, no.
And then she's like, oh, no, what am I to do? Except another butterfly just flies up and she's like, ah, there you are, my missing child. You have come back! You have come back to me!
I don't think that's
not
true.
The movie.
No,
but
I don't think it is
it
at all.
It would have been better than probably what it is. So
yeah?
That's my take on it.
All right. Next, There Will Be Blood. Now, that's a movie with Abraham Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Have you seen that?
It's
a milkshake. Here it comes.
Drink your milkshake!
Yep. It's better because you made the noise with it, too. He does that in the movie, by the way. He goes...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great scene. Only scene I've seen of that movie.
Oh, you've never seen the actual movie?
I don't think so.
The movie is very, very long.
Yes.
It's like...
Gangs of New
York. It's like
long.
45... I don't know. I've never seen Gangs of New York. I've also never seen The Departed, by the way. Never seen that either. But it's a good movie.
Do you not like Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I love Leo.
Well, then those are two of his movies.
I haven't seen The Revenant.
You're just... You just don't... You fucking don't care about, man. You haven't seen The Revenant?
No, I haven't seen The Revenant.
You have, too, you liar.
I haven't.
Sack of shit.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen when it gets eaten by a bear?
No, never seen it. The bear rape scene, right?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
How do you live with yourself?
Fat.
You're home. All the time.
Yeah, it's true.
Stream yourself... watching The Departed.
No one will care about that, man.
Everyone will care about that because they'll be like, oh, yeah, this fucking awesome movie's on.
I can't show the movie, though.
You can, too.
No, I can't.
Screw it.
Make it really small in the
fake Twitch account and then just let it get, you know, shut down.
Okay.
But you could do it once.
I'm not going to do that.
They won't catch on.
I'm not going to do that. Next movie, Eternal Sunshine. Sunshine. I can't say that word.
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
The Spotless One.
This movie I really liked when I was, like, a teenager.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to watch it again because I feel like this was, like, my moody teen years. And that's why I liked it. And I feel like it's going to be trash.
Yeah. Is that Kate Winslet right there?
Yes. It's Kate Winslet. This was, like, Jim Carrey's first serious movie.
Uh-huh.
Really great theme song, though.
Yeah.
I do really like the theme song.
What's the theme song?
It's, you want me to play it? Is that what you're hinting at? Because otherwise, how am I going to... It's this.
I thought it might have been by somebody I would have known.
No, it's by someone you never heard of.
Okay.
Heard of.
Well, then,
but it's
pointless.
But I remember it being very...
Get out of here.
Psychedelic.
Yes.
You know?
Trippy.
So I bet it has cool visuals.
Cut. Schmiggity schmuck.
It has cool visuals.
Yeah.
Okay. Silence. That's Liam Neeson
really?
Right there. Don't know what this movie is, but that's Liam Neeson.
With, Kylo Ren and Andrew Garfield. The one that just came out.
Oh, it's brand
Martin
new.
Scorsese, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, he's a good cinematographer.
Oh,
I've only
yeah,
seen,
well,
like,
you wouldn't fucking know, would you, since you haven't seen the damn
Departed. I saw Hugo. He did that. What now? Huh?
Who did
gotcha.
Shutter Island? I don't think it was
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it was him. No.
It was him?
Yeah, that was him.
Because I feel like that came out right after The Departed, and I was like, eh, man, that's too close.
Well, it wasn't good, was it?
Island?
Yeah, Shutter Island. Was that good?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I don't know. That's got an 8.1 out of 10.
Yeah,
Martin Scorsese right there, dude.
Hmm. There must have been another Leo movie that came out right around then that he did not do.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's just go completely off topic, because we love Leonardo DiCaprio.
Apparently you don't. Since
well, that's what that's exactly what I'm looking at.
Three of his good movies.
I want to go over what movies of him I've actually seen. Okay, let's see here. Filmography. He literally has so many movies. He has his own Wikipedia page for his movies.
That's
okay,
stupid.
So just so you know, I can't be held responsible. Okay, let's see here. Critters 3.
Best movie ever. Best acting role I've ever seen.
Never seen it. You never have either. Poison Ivy, never seen it. Boys Life, never seen it. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That's the one that put him on the map, right? What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I think so.
Never seen it. You ever seen it?
No.
The Quick and the Dead?
No.
Basketball Diaries.
Romeo plus Juliet.
Hey, you can't skip.
I can skip the ones we don't
Total Eclipse.
Know.
Romeo and Juliet. You seen it?
Yes.
Nope, not seen it. Marvin's Room. Seen it?
No.
Okay, Titanic. Changed his life.
Haven't seen it.
Remember when Titanic came out and then literally right after The Man in the Iron Mask came out? Because you know that Leo did that before Titanic came out and you're like, dude, you're walking around in an iron mask right now? Like,
yeah.
No, that's not okay, dude. Yep. You're Jack Dawson.
You're Jack Dawson.
All right.
Yeah,
never seen
okay,
it. Celebrity,
man.
Seen it?
Uh-uh.
All right, what about The Beach?
Nope.
Nope. Don's Plum?
Nope.
Catch Me If You Can. Great movie. Seen it.
Great movie.
Have you seen it?
Good one. Yes,
okay.
I've seen it.
All right. Gangs of New York. Never seen it.
Oh, you never seen it?
No, never seen it.
It's a pretty good movie, man. You should
Is it?
Fucking see it.
The Aviator. Saw it.
It was a little weird when he started to drink his own pee, but yeah.
We're going to skip the next one.
Oh, the next one, huh?
Yeah,
the What's the next one that doesn't even have a link to click to? Because apparently it doesn't Oh, you already clicked it. That's
yeah, we've
why.
Looked at it before.
Oh, you piece of crap.
Blood Diamond.
Departed.
Never seen it. You seen it?
Yes. He has a South African Nigerian accent.
Right. Never seen it, though. The 11th Hour, it's a documentary. Body of Lies. Never seen it. That's a Ridley Scott movie. Never seen it.
It also has Russell Crowe in it, I think.
Oh, maybe I have seen that.
Yeah.
That might be like a movie I saw like one time,
a
long time ago. Revolutionary Road. That's another one. He's back with Kate Winslet. I've seen that. Really steamy sex scene between Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Mendes directed that movie, and that's Kate Winslet's husband, and I just think that's a little strange.
I think he's okay with it.
I think he's fine with
it. It's like it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I think you're okay.
No, that's why I would not be okay with it.
No, that, it's obvious.
You think Sam Mendes is better looking than Leonardo DiCaprio?
No,
you can't.
I'm just
you
saying.
Can't let your hot actress wife be with the hottest man in Hollywood in your movie.
If you don't, then she won't be your hot actress wife. So you're just like, do you, babe? Just as long
you
as
you can't just
home
get
tonight.
Cucked into a green. Whatever
you're
she
cucked
wants.
When it's involved with Leonardo DiCaprio.
T-shirt. Okay, Shutter Island.
Yes,
never
great.
Seen it. Hubble, that's a documentary. Inception, seen it.
Seen it.
J. Edgar, I watched half of it. I couldn't make it through. It's so long.
Yeah.
Okay? Django Unchained, seen it.
Yep.
Great Gatsby, never seen it.
Good.
Wolf of Wall Street,
seen it.
Seen it. You seen it?
You've never seen The Great Gatsby?
No. Why would I go see that? Every woman in their 20s talks about The Great Gatsby. That's enough for me to skip it.
Why?
Oh, champagne toast and have a party! I don't care! You know what party movie I like? Wolf of Wall Street throwing midgets across the office. That's what I want.
I mean, The Great Gatsby is more about the foursome that's going, or threesome.
Don't know.
Triangle thing.
Why is he so great?
Why is who so great?
Gatsby.
Because he's really rich.
That don't make one great.
And he's...
Look at Donald Trump.
And he's...
You saying Donald Trump's great? The great Trump?
Respectful. How about that?
He
was a military man. He went off to war and fought in it and was a war hero. I know way too much about this movie.
You do.
I read the book in high school because I think it was enforced, but...
Yeah.
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 No.
He dies at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I might watch it now because I might stand and cheer.
Spoiler!
There you go. Great Gatsby. Ending of the movie.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
He dies.
He dies.
Leonardo DiCaprio dies.
You probably wouldn't like it, though, because the narrator is Tobey Maguire, and that threw off the whole movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen Tobey Maguire in a movie since Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that was literally... It went Spider-Man 3, Tropic Thunder. The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it went.
Okay, The Wolf of Wall Street, seen
yep.
it. All right.
Yep.
The Audition, that's a short film, don't class. The Revenant, not seen it. You seen
God,
it?
God, you stupid. Crap bag.
Crap bag?
How do you not see these fantastic movies?
I need to see The Revenant. The Revenant's
it's like
on my...
you go and see right. Transformers The Dark Knight, but you didn't see The Revenant.
Chris, can you hear me speaking? Don't listen. All right, here's the reason I don't watch The Revenant.
Oh, why is that?
Because Chris wouldn't like it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to watch The Revenant by myself. Like some pathetic
piece of
trash. You
gotta just watch it.
All the good things I want to watch by myself.
Yeah.
And then the one I don't want.
God, do you smell those cucumbers? Because they smell so good, dude.
No.
Are you cutting cucumbers? Yeah, see? I knew it, man. I got
How
the nose
do you
for,
have
for
the
gourds,
nose?
Dude. It's Is a cucumber a gourd?
I don't think so.
What is it?
It's a vegetable.
They have classes, though.
I don't know if they do. It's a pickle.
It's a class of its own.
Or pickles come from them.
That's true.
All I know.
You can pickle... We are out of control tonight. This show is off the rails.
It's gone off the rails, man.
It is off the rails ridiculous.
So, yes, The Revenant.
We did not mention donations in the intro of the show tonight.
Whose fault is that, Mr. Intro?
That is all my fault.
Oh.
Popcorn in chat. All right.
Terrible.
I haven't seen The Revenant. I really want to, though, because I love that director. He's so good.
Yeah, it's really good,
yeah.
Except that it's really slow.
Can we talk about Leonardo DiCaprio's career, though?
Kind of gross.
Like, look at this, dude. All right? All these people up here. The Quick and the Dead, Sam Raimi. All right? And then Baz Luhrmann is very famous. He did Romeo and Juliet. And then ever since James Cameron came around, okay? Woody Allen, Danny Boyle, Steven Spielberg, Scorsese, Edward Zwick, who I feel is famous, Ridley Scott, Sam Mendes, Scorsese, Christopher Nolan, Clint Eastwood, Quentin Tarantino, Baz Luhrmann, Scorsese, the Inarritu guy.
Alejandro Inarritu.
Like, his career, dude.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Also, the next three that are coming out.
Are all Scorsese?
Yeah.
That's probably, like, I wonder if that's because, like, Scorsese announces his projects, like, in advance.
Maybe.
He only works with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
That's all he does movies
basically,
with.
Yes.
Has he ever made a movie besides Hugo that doesn't have Leonardo DiCaprio in it? Like, since he started working with, since Gangs of New York?
I think so, yeah. There was, like, one big one without him in it, I want to say, but then again, I don't know.
filmography. No. Martin Scorsese for filmography. Here we go, dude. I'm just going to scroll up till we get to Gangs of New York. Okay, Gangs of New York. Leo, yes. Aviator, Leo, yes. Departed, yes. Shutter Island, yes. Hugo. We said that one didn't count because it's a kids' movie. Wolf of Wall Street, Leo. There we go, man.
Silence.
Leo in that one?
Yeah, no, he's not. That's the one with fucking Liam Neeson and Kylo Ren.
Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver.
Yeah. I knew there was a new one. There
Leo's
got to
have.
That he
didn't
he's
got to have a cameo,
no,
right?
No, he does
like,
not.
Like, you can't just make 8 movies in a row with Leo. Like, seriously, how many in a row did he make with him? 1, 2, 3, 4, and then Hugo. And then one. So he made 4 movies in a row with Leo. If you take Hugo out, he made 5 straight movies with Leonardo DiCaprio as the lead guy.
He loves the man. He loves them.
I mean, if I was Martin Scorsese, I'd put you in all my movies.
Yeah, see? That's
if you
point.
Were Martin Scorsese, would you fix microphone, first of all? And second of all, would you put me in your movie?
No.
Well, expect that.
You're just not a good fit, man.
Like, size-wise?
No.
I only got wardrobe and M's. Is that the problem?
Yeah, you caught me.
Because I've seen Leo's dad bod, all right? He ain't wearing M's either. That's all I
dad
say.
Bod?
Yeah, he's got a dad bod.
What does that mean? Good or bad?
It's, well, depends on how you do. Leo DiCaprio. Watch this. I'm going to type D and it'll come up with dad bod. D-A. D-A-B. If I type Leonardo, okay, it would have came up. All right, here you go. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio dad bod right here, dude. Look at him. That's his dad bod. That's like the... I'm not overly obese, but I don't really care about abs body.
He does not work out.
No, look at him. He's just normal. You see, look
just,
at this. That's little pudge right there. That's a normal dude.
That's just him.
That's why people are like, oh, man, Leo, like, look at him running with that gun right there. He's just having a great old time with his super soaker.
And his ponytail.
I mean, if you're Leo, okay, you're in 5 straight
top
Martin Scorsese
knot.
Movies.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you wanted.
No, I think that's the point of why he's in 5 Martin Scorsese movies.
Like, can you get happier than Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't think you can.
He's also trying to save the Earth.
He is doing that. But to what avail?
Well, it ain't going to work.
Yeah, I think it's a little too late.
If Leonardo DiCaprio can't do it, no one can, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because everyone loves Leo.
We're all going to die.
Everyone loves Leo. All right, anyway, back to our list. That's what we were talking about. Where's that?
Where to go? Where to go?
Okay, Silence. So that was the first. That was the
Mr.
first.
Scorsese.
The Handmaiden. Ever heard of it?
No.
Don't know what that is either. That looks Asian as well. There's lots of Asian style.
There's
movies.
A lot of Asian stuff. That
City of God. That's that foreign language film that was like big in like early 2000s.
Yes.
Never seen it though. Never seen it though.
It's a lot of screwed up stuff in it. I feel like
Moonlight. That won Best Picture last year.
Yes, it did.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't either.
We're failing, dude.
We are failing.
The New World.
What
this
the
movie
fuck is that Colin Farrell?
Yeah, this is Colin Farrell.
Good God.
He plays okay. This movie's like a whole thing.
Whitewashing?
No. No, the movie is very accurate and that's its problem. Because Pocahontas was like 14 in real life when John Smith showed up.
Oh, okay.
And so they cast a 14-year-old lady to be Pocahontas. And Colin Farrell is just that the whole time. So it was very controversial.
Interesting.
But it was factual.
The lady doesn't look 14.
Maybe she's 16. I don't know.
I would think you would have to be 18.
No, she definitely was underage. That was the whole thing. Why won't you just let us do a show,
what?
Man?
Google things. That is our show, man. That is our show.
2005. Okay, let's see. There's going to be a thing in here for controversy.
2005.
Quenora Kitcher. Okay, she's 27 right now. So 12 years ago, how old would she have been? She would have been 15.
Oh, shoot.
Told you, man.
You got me.
Told you.
Well, 15's a little better than 12, but still.
I said 14 to start with.
You said 12.
I did not check the tape. Check, rewind the show. She's a 14-year-old actress. See, I told you I said 14, dude. I told you.
For the audio listeners, that might actually sell.
And for the video listeners who weren't paying attention.
Not them.
They will notice nothing. Okay.
Yeah, we're dumb.
We are dumb.
We deserve that.
But this one was made by Terrence Malick. He makes all those weird movies. This movie I only remember because I went to the theater, okay? You want to see what his movies are, don't you?
Sure.
It's he made The Thin Red Line, which is like the only movie people actually watch. Then The New World, Tree of Life, To the Wonder, Voyage of Time, and Radegund.
I've seen none of those.
He makes weird movies. All right. We got to this. My ex-wife, Sarah, wanted to see this movie so badly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't even remember why it's been too long. All the thing I remember about this movie is that we went on like a whim. I was like, fine,
let's go. The New World?
Yeah, The New World. Uh-huh. And we went on a whim, and we're like, no one's going to be at this movie. It's a Terrence Malick movie where Colin Farrell falls in love with a 12-year-old. Okay, no one's going to go. We show up.
See, you just said 12 right there.
I did that to
it
annoy you.
Coming back.
It was purposeful.
You said 12 originally, motherfucker.
You're only digging the hole deeper for you, man, because you're going to listen on audio tomorrow, and I'm going to say 14, and you're going to text me, and you're going to be like, I hate you.
I'm going to text you and say 12, and then you're just going to be like, sure.
I'm going to go. I can go listen tonight you before
won't,
you leave.
Though.
I will.
You won't, though.
We'll both forget. 100% chance we both forget before you leave. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow you remember, and then you'll lie to me, and then I'll remember, and I will stop my stream, and I will go and listen to prove that I'm right. That's what's going
to
happen.
It's worth it to get our show on your channel.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because I got one more follower, man.
It will, like, convert over, man.
Okay. So we had to sit in the very front of the theater.
Okay.
That's the point. All right. And it was awful.
Okay,
I still have PTSD
from story.
That. Yep. Let the Right One In. Isn't that movie about the vampire?
Yes.
I never saw that one either. Did you see that one?
No. And this looks like the original.
Oh, there was a sequel?
I think there was a remake, an American remake, where they like, I don't know, I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
The Great Beauty?
Yep, I know that one.
You don't. Carol?
Yep, no.
It's got Kate Blanchett
too.
In it. I know that for
Look
sure.
Look at that.
Ida?
Who?
No, Ida?
Who's Ida?
I don't know. It's cheating if your movie's in black and white, though.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I feel like those shouldn't count.
Unless it's
The
just
Grand
beautiful.
Master is another Asian
Or
one.
Does that make it even better that it's in black and white, that everything that you see has to be
I think it's really funny that number 13
crazy.
Is The Grand Master and number 12 is The Master.
Master, that's the...
That's that one with Philip Seymour Hoffman. I never saw that one either, but I really wanted to see... No.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I really wanted to see that. It's supposed to be really
it's with,
good.
With the guy who had a movie career and then completely bombed on some late night shows and then grew a beard and tried to do a musical career. Who's the guy?
Are you sure about that?
Read the actor names. Read
Joaquin Phoenix.
That one.
Philip Seymour Hoffman and Amy Adams.
Yes.
Okay. He plays a World War II veteran struggling to adjust to post-war society who meets Lancaster Dodd, a leader of a religious movement known as the Cause.
Okay, so it's semi-like Scientology.
Dodd sees something in Quill and accepts it in the movement.
I don't think they could literally use the name Scientology or else they could get sued, but it is Scientology.
Freddie takes a liking to the Cause and begins traveling with Dodd along the East
founder
Coast.
Founder L. Ron, inspired by Scientology, founder L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, dude.
But it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be really good. It's made by Paul Thomas Anderson, who's a really great... It's like, also, I think it's shot on 16mm.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, I'm in.
Especially Twister.
Yes.
That movie was really good.
So good.
Dude, he's good in that movie.
I haven't seen it.
You never seen Twister?
No.
You can't say anything about Gangs of New York till you watch Twister.
I can.
No.
Because how old is Twister?
92, I think.
Aww.
It scared me when I was a kid, dude.
Scared you?
Growing up in Kansas,
you just thought you were
like a 5-year-old.
Up.
Yeah, dude, there's cows flying through the air and stuff, dude. It's terrifying. There's lots of cows.
Lots of cows.
We live in Kansas. You know how many cows there are here?
You're just going to get hit by a cow?
You never know, dude.
I think
cows
you know.
Are everywhere. They're at Target shopping. You don't know. That was a fat lady joke. That was a fat lady joke. That one was. All right. I'll master it. Next. Hero. Another Asian
Seen
movie.
It.
Any good?
Yeah.
I mean it's,
visually, it's pretty spectacular.
I mean, it's number 11 on the best visuals in the modern era. So, I mean, that's something. All right. Mother of George. Don't know what that is.
Dude, all I know about Hero is at the end, he gets shot by some arrows. And
I like how you just say, like, all the movies where everyone dies.
If you haven't seen it by now, go watch it. It's old. It's old. So I'm sorry, spoiled movies from really long ago. Anyways. There's like a huge, gigantic, like wooden wall that he's standing against, basically, and this huge army that's in front of him that he's supposedly going to try and take out.
Okay.
Like, just shoots a whole bunch of arrows at him. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of arrows, okay?
Okay.
So the whole wall, which had no arrows in it to begin with, is now only arrows.
Right.
Minus where his body
the silhouette,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wouldn't he be nailed to the wall by arrows?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why he wasn't is a great question.
Maybe he lived.
He just took the strength of those arrows and was like...
Why didn't he just, like, get a...
He was like Boromir times 1,000.
Oh, dude.
And just stood there and was like, I'm still coming at you.
Boromir. Mother of George? Know that one?
Nope.
What about Mad Max Fury Road?
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
We're in the top 10 now, number 9. People talk too much about it.
So many awards.
I can't go see movies that people love too much because they're not going to be as good. And then I end up in a Dunkirk situation. We get 7 dislikes on our YouTube video because I don't like things everyone likes. That's what happens. Every time.
It wasn't about Dunkirk.
No, but if we put up a Dunkirk review, we'd get 7 dislikes, I guarantee it.
Probably.
Yeah. This movie's so good!
I expected a lot more of Tom Hardy in this movie, Mad Max.
Well, you already said it's mostly about Charlize
Theron.
But
it's mainly about her.
Which is fine.
And...
I don't have any problem with that.
I mean,
I do love
it's
Tom
really
Hardy.
Not. They're always together, so it's about the both of them.
Okay.
The plot and most of the talking comes from her. Mad Max in this movie is a very non-talkative person.
Okay.
He's just like, here's a cool line. Here's another cool line.
All right.
Here's another cool line, and that's separated by like 30 minutes.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not going to watch that movie. It doesn't interest me.
It looks good.
Number 8, Pan's Labyrinth.
And was really critically
Pan's
well
Labyrinth?
Received.
Yeah. No. Well, Mad Max?
Mad Max, because it used a lot of practical effects.
I don't care at all. I don't care at all.
I've seen that. That
Pan's
was
Labyrinth?
A fucked up movie.
That's a Guillermo del
that's
Toro
such
movie,
a
right?
Screwed up movie. Because it's like, here's this child who's going into this, like, mystical land of weird creatures and things like that.
Yeah.
But then there's also a scene of a Nazi taking a, like, a full bottle of whiskey and beating some man's face in, like,
so not
caving it in.
So not a kid's movie?
On screen.
Oh.
The full time. And no, not a kid's movie.
Well... I mean, there's a kid right there, so that's why I wonder.
Yeah, the trailers and it just in general is a little misleading.
Never seen it. Number 7, Mr. Turner. I've heard of this movie. This movie was nominated for Oscars.
All I see is the rat.
Yeah, that is Matthew Riddle right there. Yeah. Yep. Only that's an attractive Matthew Riddle. Children of Men, number 6. Mm-hmm. Seen this, one of my favorite movies. Okay, cinematography in that movie is incredible.
Swiggity right? Swooty. I'm coming for that booty. Are you Rick and Morty?
No, that's... Are you attributing that quote to Rick and Morty?
No.
Okay. Because that's like really old. That's like a really old quote.
But that is Wubba Dubba Lub Dub or something like that. And Swifty. That's Rick and Morty. Yeah.
What? What? Did you just speak a separate language?
I broke my own brain with that one.
What a hey, official
Wubba
player.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub, man.
What's up, man? Far From Heaven. You know that one?
No.
Me either. What about The Immigrant?
Yes.
That's the lady from Inception, right?
Yeah.
Don't know that one either.
Charlotte Mongolia.
Sure. What about In the Mood for Love?
Nope.
About The Tree of Life. It's another Terrence Malick movie, man.
Why is he on here twice?
Well, because he's a really good cinematographer who makes really weird movies.
Well, no.
Okay. The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford is number 1.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is that the only thing that you can take away from that movie that was good? Because to, you know, however old I was, 10-year-old me, that was the most boring movie on the face of the planet.
I mean...
I expected cowboys, like, gunfighting, kapow, kapow.
These are the 25 kapow, most kapow. Beautiful movies, so they have nothing to do with the plot. So, I've never seen Robert Ford because... I don't know why. Apparently I don't see movies.
Yeah, you don't. You piece of shit. You see the shit once.
I mean, in my defense, all right, I pick the movie stories for you because all you do is watch movies.
Yeah.
Like
right.
if you were prepping
that's
the show,
all I do.
You could pick a lot of video game stories for me.
Oh yeah, that would be real nice, you know, talking about video game stuff.
And see now you're berating me.
Yes. The show is called The Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not
true.
Just have Colby talk about some stupid shit.
Wait,
this
I'm
guy
confused.
Doesn't watch movies.
Whose side are you on?
My own.
I'm so confused if you're yelling at me or you.
You.
About what, though?
Everything. God.
It often seems like the whole world wants Roger Deakins to win an Oscar Weddy. One could totally argue that he didn't get one in 2007 because he was nominated for two different movies and wound up splitting the vote. While No Country for Old Men is as gorgeously shot as any other of Deakins' collaborations with the Coen brothers, his work on the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford stands out among his most impressive body of work as any cinematographer working today. As gorgeous to behold as Dominic. You know what? If you use fancy words in your article, it'll sound smart.
As it is, Dolores Tucano.
You don't get talked about on the Ted Kobe Show, okay? You're too smart for us.
You're using big words, man.
But Roger Deakins.
Process the small ones.
Like, Roger Deakins is one of the best cinematographers in the world.
He is a good
world,
one,
so.
You know, that guy.
You don't know anything about
Roger Deakins,
you
yeah.
You don't know anything about him.
I mean, I've seen the assassination of the longest movie title in existence, but...
That sentence right there, actually shorter than the movie title.
For and I've seen No Country for Old Men, so...
No Country for Old Men's a great movie, right?
So.
You like No Country for Old Men?
So...
And Javier Bardem comes in there with that plunger and...
So. Yes.
Dude, that's messed
it's
up.
Pretty good movie.
That's a really good movie.
It's a pretty good movie. Really this good. Guy doesn't even watch movies, though, so he wouldn't know. How dare you? What do you do if you don't watch movies?
I mean, there's a lot of other things to
what
do in the world,
to do?
Man.
TV?
TV? Okay, let's just cover entertainment. Books, TV... Video games, music, any of those. There's a plethora of things.
I counted on one hand with that. One hand.
That's enough!
There you go. Yeah, that wouldn't make sense. Twitch is the
video games,
that we're
man.
On, but yeah. Video games. I lost it. I guess I played video games way too much as a young kid, and then I'm just like.
You didn't watch movies too much?
Not when I was younger, no. I did not watch enough.
Your whole house was coated in posters for movies, man!
That was when, okay, young as in like 10, not when you knew me, ya bitch.
Okay, hold on, let me get this straight. So what you're saying is between, let's just even say 0, the ages of 0 and 10,
yep.
You play too many video games. But between the ages of 10 and 25,
right.
Which is five more years than the other, not including infancy,
you
which
can
you didn't
get
play
up
games.
To probably like 13.
Okay, so that's 13, so 12 years.
Uh-huh.
Compared to, let's say you were a child prodigy, 5 years of video games.
Right.
This is your argument.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, as long as you're honest about it.
Yeah. I might have
I listen to music, I play basketball, and I go to school and stuff. See? He's a, you know what
active.
He is? You know what he is?
What
He's
is
a
that?
Normal human being.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't just say.
I used to play basketball. I used to go to school, and I still consider what I do to be stuff. So, I mean, 1 out of 3 in bed.
Oh, my God. Do you listen to music?
I do that.
Okay.
I do that every day. It
do
keeps
you find
me living.
It, do you find it harder to listen to new music?
Yes.
Like, don't you feel like when you were younger, you would find new bands all the time, and now you just listen to new albums by the same band you listened to when you were younger? Like, when's the last
yes.
time you found a new band you really liked?
Very frequently. Because the genre I like is they're ever changing. Like, one's pretty big for like maybe 2 years, and then they disappear off the face of the planet. And then people realize they disappeared, so then they're like, we can make a band that sounds exactly the fucking same. And then they start a new band, and that lasts for like 3 years.
So they're not really they new. Fall. They're
and
just.
And like, that's on a constant whirlwind of about like maybe a month.
But they're
two.
All same people.
No, not the same people. No. Different people, they just sound very similar because it's very easy to make like. It's very easy to replicate that.
Okay.
Compared to a vocal, you know, range of
melody.
Yeah. That. And, you know, with auto-tune, it's pretty easy to.
Listen, I smashed my toe with a log, so what am I supposed to do? How do you play basketball with a smashed toe, dude?
Yeah.
That's
sounds a little difficult. Are probably out. Are you benched? You benched. You benched!
Can we start a your? Can we
Unless
start?
Unless you
a,
play one footed, then that is
miraculous. Impressive. What
you
if he plays on
NBA.
A crutch and anyone who comes up to me just smacks him? He's like, back up, dude.
Called a foul.
No, there's no rule in the playbook about being hit with a crutch.
That's
I guarantee
true.
You.
Other body parts, I think, everywhere is considered a foul. But if you bring out a weapon, you're fine. You're good to go.
I brought my scimitar with me tonight. Get out my way. I have a medical boot. It's not that hard. Well. I don't know.
Makes sense.
I have a medical gut, and it's really hard for me, so I just assumed it was
yeah.
hard with anything medical, but I'm stupid, so what do I know?
What do you know, man?
All right, man. Well, that article was worthless. Ow, my head. Did you just throw something at my hair?
No, that was me poking you.
Oh, okay. I felt like... I feel wet. Did you wet me?
No.
Something dripped on me, man.
I also splooged at you.
Not so.
Without you knowing. It was just,
I thought you did, dude. That
came
makes so much sense. All right, can we talk about this? We talk about this right here.
I bet you could.
Actually, I don't want that. I meant this. I meant this.
Yeah.
The Pixel's missing headphone jack proves Apple was right. What do you have to say about this? This all comes from this, which is that the Pixel has removed the headphone jack. When it launched the iPhone 7 a year ago, Apple confidently declared the headphone jack was obsolete technology that we would have to learn to live without. I disagree with the necessity of its removal then, and I disagree with it now, but Google joining the ranks of the jackless phone makers, I think it's time to accept the inevitability of the 3.5-millimeter port's demise. According to the two towering U.S. giants of mobile tech, the future is wireless. Or in emergencies, dongle-shaped. And even though it will make our lives less convenient and our tech less compatible, we should all just come along for the ride. I'm not okay with this, but it isn't my choice to make.
Ride. It's called life. And when life takes away things you love, you don't love life anymore, man. Give me my damn headphone jack back. That's all I want. That's all I want.
It's gone, dude.
So is my life. I'm gone. Goodbye.
I mean, it's gone, dude. Like, Pixel's going to do it. You know Samsung's next. Because they're going to be the only ones making headphone jacks.
Yeah, unless people boycott. Boycott everything.
That ain't going to work, dude.
Everything boycott.
Everyone on Android or Reddit where I got this link, okay, was talking about how they're not going to get the Pixel anymore because they're all voting with their wallets. The problem is those people are 1% of the universe.
Right.
99% of people are going to walk into Best Buy. People are going to...
What the newest phone?
Yeah, the guy in the blue shirt's going to be like, the Google Pixel 2.
I want it.
Times the screen density of your flat screen at home.
Get it.
Also will do your dishes, and they can't wait to pay for it. And then they're going to get home, and there's a dongle in the box.
For I'll admit, my car is Bluetooth.
Yep.
So that's wireless.
Yep. What about you're at the gym?
It's wireless.
There you go. When have you ever plugged in headphones to your phone
every
in the last year?
Every day at work.
Oh, really?
Every day.
Really?
All
that's
the
true.
Days.
For prolonged listening... Wireless headphones got to be inconvenient, right? Because they own a battery. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't think about it. Like, they always show on the commercial, like, hey, man, I'm going to go for this run, you know? Or, hey, man, I'm going to run to the grocery store. Hey, man, you know, I'm going to go swimming. Or, I'm at the gym, you know?
Right.
It's never,
hour
I'm
long,
sitting at this
two
desk
hour
for
long
8 hours.
But, yeah, an entire day of needing headphones.
True.
And then also,
when life
just
gives you lemons, buy drugs.
Thing to charge. At night, I might as well charge myself.
Yeah, but they're going to
put
a cord
up my ass, and I can charge all the devices I need.
I don't want to talk about what you do at your own time at home, okay?
Man, you don't know how it works either.
I don't want to know. All right, but Apple's making that brick, remember? And you can just lay all your devices on it, including the... Remember, they have the Apple wireless earbuds as a charger for no-touch or wireless charging. Remember that? They're making that brick.
You know how much I don't care about that? Like, so much.
You're going to have to buy the brick.
I'm not going to buy shit. I'm never upgrading anything again until this shit literally breaks off of my wrist. Never buying another watch. Never buying another phone. Never doing anything ever again.
Now that you said that, you're going to break both those things this week. Yeah, you better be knocking.
I'm knocking on some wood, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's wood, but
that's
hopefully
wood enough.
It counts to God.
It's wood enough.
But, yeah, man.
I'm pissed.
Gone.
Why? Why?
Gone, dude.
And the fact that Apple was proven right just scorns my soul.
Yeah, I mean, Google followed.
They did.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
This is what they followed. Like, Apple hasn't done anything innovative in 10 years, and then they removed
and
the headphone
like,
jack.
Oh,
which,
we don't need the
which
headphones.
Everyone hates. And then Google's like, yeah, we'll copy that one.
We'll do that. Just, we'll get there eventually, guys. You know, we'll get there eventually. You know, the headphones that we got right now may only last 30 minutes, but, you know, we'll get there eventually.
Have you seen the video about Pixel?
All I saw was some stupid Facebook article where it was like, Google is just laughing in the face of Apple for...
So you remember this ad?
Stealing their ideas.
You remember this? You remember this ad right here?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't have a number new. Has a number now. Battery charge in 7 hours, 15 minutes now.
Ever new.
Like, a lot of this stuff no one cares about, you know?
Oh, the VR-ness. Wow. Ooh. It literally did what I just said. Except when I said it was sarcastically. When they did it, they actually want people to go, ooh.
Yep. 35mm headphone jack, satisfyingly not new. See?
What?
That's for the Pixel 1. This is for the Pixel 1.
Well, I didn't see no headphone jack down there.
No, it's there.
On top.
No, it's there.
Was it on top?
Oh, I think it might be on top.
Hi, how can I help?
Okay, Google, what does that do? Literally showed nothing.
Well, honestly, I'd rather an ad like that than what Apple now does, which is just some dude skateboarding through a train station, and then they're like, Apple Watch. Like, who cares, dude? I don't know what this means.
Oh, what is it? Damn, man.
Like, I think that literally says what I said is true, which is people just go into Best Buy, and the dude in the blue shirt is just like, this is a new thing, and they're just like, all right, give it to me. They don't care what's new about it. They don't care.
This is a new thing. Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that Apple Watch ad, haven't you?
I'm sure I have. But, I mean, I told you I didn't like their marketing scheme nowadays. It's just like, here's a whole bunch of hip people
doing
shit.
Yeah, see, here, look at this.
That I'm never going to do with my shit.
This is the perfect example right here. This is an ad for the Apple Watch that just came out. It's just a person swimming through the ocean right now. There has been no words on the screen. It barely even showed the watch.
It's like, hey, this is a GoPro commercial, right?
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like, honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, what was this shot on? A fucking GoPro? Because...
And see, now she's getting a phone call, see? That's digital, yeah. And that's it. Now they're playing jazzy music. That's it. That's their ad. That's their ad, man.
It's that simple, man. That's the only one in AI. That's the only thing that's new about it, so that...
That's because you guys are so old, you don't know what things do. Well, we're the people with money, man! I mean, I'm personally not the guy with money, but we're technically still the man with money, right?
We don't know what things do. It does the same thing as this one. It does everything the same.
No, this one has LTE, man.
Oh, whoop-de-fuck. When will you ever have your watch and not your phone?
Well, lots of people like that. Like, people who are disconnecting from their phone like it a lot. Because then they can still get important texts and phone calls, but they can leave their phone at home. They don't have to worry about surfing Facebook when they're at, you know, wherever. You checking emails all the time, and they disconnect.
You're right. We don't know things. Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how people... how
idiotic. Are you stroking out right now?
I hate the world. I hate it. I hate it. Like, if you don't like Facebook, delete the Facebook app.
Yeah, it shows that it's waterproof, but that was in Series 2. Okay, so that's not new.
Right.
So it was already waterproof, and it shows that you could take calls on it and stuff. But Apple's, like, I guess they don't explicitly show that there's a phone, but it also doesn't explicitly say that you don't need one. Yeah. Like, why can't you assume that you don't have a phone in your wetsuit? Because the phones are waterproof now, too.
It says now cellular and, like...
it did say that?
I think so, right?
I don't think it did, dude.
Yeah, I think it did.
No, don't tell me it did.
I think it did. We're going to get proven wrong here.
One of us
or
is.
You are.
One of us is going to get proven
You're
wrong.
Getting...
So Apple Watch Series 3, that's all it says.
Nah, just get right there.
We'll skip the part that proves me wrong, though. The freedom of cellular.
Boom.
I mean...
Boom.
Okay.
It wasn't exactly what I said, but it had the word cellular on it. That's it.
Still a terrible ad, though.
It's pretty
bad. Is it a good ad, official player? Is it a good ad?
It's pretty bad.
Are we wrong? Would you dislike this video on YouTube? Be honest.
Would you buy the Apple Watch 3 mainly because of this commercial? I like that hot chick surfing. I want to be more like her. She needs the Apple Watch to take phone calls because she's too cool to have a phone or wait until she gets back on the fucking beach.
Yeah, I can't talk right now. I'm surfing big waves.
All you would hear is...
That's a great point, actually. No, because remember, in the keynote, there's a lady on a kayak out in the water. They called her, and she's talking on the watch. Remember that in the keynote?
No, I don't. Don't bring it up. I don't care.
It's going to happen.
I don't care.
I have to play it now, dude.
Stop it. It's going to be too hard to find.
No, it's right here.
Not the commercial again.
No, that's not it.
That is it.
But. No, that's not. No, it wasn't WWDC.
Oh, was it not?
It was not.
Oh, it was. They're not called the same things.
WWDC's in June, dude. Oh, poop.
Poop. Poopy schmoop.
How could I just... Could I just go to uploads? How does YouTube work? Is it under videos
yes,
now?
Yes. You dullard.
Okay, man.
You knew that last week when you directed a guy to our YouTube page.
I don't know anything, man. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me right now.
God.
I'd buy the Apple Watch. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying don't buy the Apple Watch. I'm just saying, like...
But because of that commercial? Because of what it can do?
My point is you have an Apple Watch on your wrist and you watch just that commercial... Do you know the difference? That's my point. That's the point.
I mean, if we didn't watch the damn keynote, probably not.
I mean, it just says freedom from cellular.
Kind of gives
which
it...
Which actually isn't true because...
For people with logic, that makes sense.
It should say freedom from phones because it is cellular.
Yeah. I think it said freedom of cellular.
Freedom of cellular?
I don't know anymore.
Dude, let's
I've
move.
I've lost it.
Let's stop.
I've lost
let's
it.
Let's stop. All right, Google event. These Google's new live translating earbuds look absolutely incredible. I have not watched this, but yeah, I'm interested.
This is what I saw.
I'd like to invite Isabel back on stage for a conversation in her native language,
Swedish.
So, Isabel is going to speak Swedish into her Pixel Buds, and I'll hear the English translation
Pixel Buds?
Out of Pixel 2's front speakers.
Stupid.
And then I'll respond in English. And she'll hear the Swedish translation in her Pixel Buds.
Pixel Buds.
To illustrate this today, you'll hear both sides of the conversation. Okay. Hey, Isabel. How's it going?
Hey, Isabel. Hur är läget?
Helt okej, tack.
Absolutely okay. Thank you.
What do you think of these cool new headphones?
Vad tycker du om de här coola nya hörlurarna?
Mitt team designade dem, så jag tycker de är ganska coola.
Swedish is a messed up language.
I mean, that's pretty sweet, though, dude.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's like this is the future right here, man.
While you're up here, what color should I get?
Medan du är här, vilken färg ska jag välja?
Jag tror ganska blå skulle passa dig.
I think I'm not blue with you.
All right.
Jag tror jag drar nu. Publiken vill nog se.
Okay, I'm watching cancer right now.
Are we out of touch, man?
I think so.
I think this is really cool. Listen to me. Listen to me, you whippersnappers. When I'm in my 90s and you all can't understand me no more, you're going to be happy your Pixel Buds translate.
Or we can translate your stupid bet, hip, I don't even know words that kids use these days. Swifty. I have no idea.
That's a Rick and Morty thing. You already used
that thing. There's other ones. Text to speak, I'm sure will come in handy. RN, as they actually say right now.
I think
TY.
I think part of the problem is Colby doesn't. He like doesn't live on the internet. He like doesn't know things.
All I do is work with the internet.
But you've never seen Swiggity Swooty coming for that booty?
I've heard it. I thought it was from Rick and Morty for 5 seconds. You caught me in a dipshit moment. Sorry.
Official player, give us an old person test.
That'd be great, actually. I feel like we would fail.
Can you understand? Do you understand
succeed?
That right there?
Succeed or what?
By the way, I appreciate 2 extreme cancer references in one day.
Like to us or the bud things?
No, it's to us. It's 100% us.
Well, you don't have to watch it if we're cancerous.
Maybe cancer's good. You don't know because you're so old.
Can we convince Colby that cancer is good, please?
No.
Balls in the
Stop
chat.
It. Balls I can hear you.
No, you can't. You took
I
your
can,
headphones off.
But I can still hear you're speaking in a room.
No.
Where no other sound occurs. I can hear you.
I'm speaking very quickly.
Now I can't.
Speaking. Okay, so I'm only talking
you
to
you. You sound like Sauron.
Our show is so dumb tonight.
This show is the dumbest one we've ever done.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, are we old? Is that just what this gets?
I'm just straight silly tonight,
I
want to
know how old this official Z player is, though.
He's 16.
Yeah, he's 16.
He's 16.
Wait until you're an adult, and then we can have conversations. Kids don't speak with adults. That doesn't happen.
Dude, you just finished dating someone who wasn't able to drink.
Shut up. You don't even know how old I am. I am old. Old enough. Old enough to know that young kids are not me anymore.
That's true. But it does get worse. Like, you should never allow me to be hipper than you. You know that, right?
You already are, man.
Because I'm 6 years older than you.
Already are.
You already are. What is our show tonight? Where did we go wrong? How are we an hour and a half into this episode right now?
I don't know.
We haven't talked about Jack.
What?
Do you know what that means right there?
He wants to start a fight over the internet like a dullard because you can't punch people through screens.
No, I'm... Never mind.
What?
Do you know what this face right here is?
No, I don't.
He turned off
BBA. Shut up.
All right. This is the best episode of the show we've ever done.
Oh, it's great. It's so fantastic.
This is the best episode of the show we've ever done. Remember the name of the new show? Fat Fudge and a Guy Who Barely Hit Puberty, right?
Yep.
That's the name of the show from Twitch chat.
Apparently not. I am way past puberty and now I'm old.
Yeah, you skipped over 20s. Now you went from 18 to 50.
Yep.
Apparently.
I'm dope. I'm okay with that.
That's all right, man. You don't have to be hip in internet lingo to be cool, man.
I don't want to be.
I think you're cool.
It all is stupid. I don't want to use emotes. I don't want to do anything involving that. Not me.
You just want to watch The Departed over and over again.
I just want to just go back to 1990 and feel good about myself.
You weren't even alive in 1990.
Even better. Even better. Stupid.
Dude, you're killing me tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot. It's so hot in here. Oh, my God.
Screaming, the raging, the
Samsung expected to earn $4 billion more making iPhone X parts than parts for the Galaxy S8. They're going to make more money making parts for Apple's phone than for their own phone.
I mean, that makes sense because it's like, hey, we're the only manufacturer that can handle the amount that you want.
Counterpoint expects Apple will sell 130 million iPhone X units, earning Samsung $110 on each through the summer of 2019, while Galaxy S8 global components such as displays and chips in the first 20 months of sale. I just skipped an entire sentence. Show's over.
Show's over. You skipped an entire sentence.
I just skipped an entire line.
Fantastic, man. You want to try again?
Not really. According to the estimate, based on projected build materials, here we go. Let's start over. Counterpoint expects Apple will sell 130 million iPhone X units, earning Samsung $110 on each through the summer of 2019, while Galaxy's S8's global sales are expected to be 50 million, earning Samsung $202 each from its components, such as displays, chips, in the first 20 months of sales, according to estimates. So every Samsung phone that's sold, they make 202. Every Apple that's sold, they make 110. So they make more money on their own phones, which, thank God.
Right.
Like, that'd be sad. And it says, the Counterpoint analysis includes part for sales from Sony, Samsung Electronics and two Samsung affiliates that both make batteries and capacitors. So because Apple is selling so many more phones than Samsung is, they're going to make more money off Apple's phones.
Than they are off their own phones.
Than they are off their own phones. Even though they make more of a profit off their own phone.
What?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Official player, you want to get the iPhone X? Is that the iPhone for you? Is that the iPhone for you youngins? I don't know, man.
You got those face emojis, man. You got
dude,
it.
Those face emojis pretty much sold me on.
Oh, they sold you
I
on it?
Get the...
Why don't you go back to being 16, man?
Dude, I would kind of like that.
You basically
okay, you
are.
Literally just
you play
yelled,
video games
take me back
all
to the
time. The
90s.
That's before I was existing.
But you didn't know that when you said it.
I 1,000% did. I know my birth year.
What is it?
No one needs to know that.
You had to think. You didn't. You don't know it.
I know it.
You
know, I don't want other people to know it.
You could just make it up.
It's not in the 90s at all. I'm actually born in 1880.
You worried someone's going to, like, steal your identity?
Yes.
Because you know Equifax already did that.
I know. I don't want to make it more helpful for the damn spammers.
Did you see...
I don't know how things work.
Did you see the Congress hearing for Equifax, and there was a guy dressed as Monopoly Man in the background just twirling his mustache the entire time? Yep.
Thought you were going to talk about the points of that conversation.
No, I'm talking
had,
about the 16-year-old virtues of that.
Yeah.
The Monopoly Man.
Monopoly
not about
man
what happened,
in the
yeah.
background. Cool.
Yeah. I'm the Reddit cool. of humans.
Yeah.
Anything that's important, skip it.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Except I don't
it
do
was
memes.
All dumb.
I don't like memes.
You don't like memes?
That's a joke. I love memes.
Oh, I love memes.
You don't love memes.
I don't love anything on Reddit or on Twitch or on anything that's not us.
You could just say I don't love anything.
I don't love anything.
That would be the easiest one.
I hate everything. Might think that's a joke.
Oh, God.
Not a joke.
Oh, man.
It's a joke. Okay. You got any more stories for me, man?
I got more stories, man. You want some more stories, man?
Sure.
Forest Hill couple sued their neighbors for $2.5 million over a house they claimed was renovated to look like theirs.
Did they win?
Jason and Jody Chapnick, who live in a multi-million dollar home in Strathern Road, filed a lawsuit against their neighbors for remodeling a nearby property on Vista Drive to looking strikingly similar to their house.
Okay. Do you own the design of your house?
Jody and Jason Chapnick, who own a home on Strathern Road near Blothurst and Ingleton Streets, okay, allege the house on nearby Vista Drive was newly renovated to look strikingly similar to theirs, including using the same shade of blue and matching gray stonework. The Chapnicks filed a lawsuit against neighbor Barbara Ann Kirschenblatt, her builder, husband, and architect brother-in-law for copyright infringement in federal court, as well as the real estate agent who profited from the house's recent sale and the anonymous contractors who worked on the house. They are seeking $1.5 million in damages, $20,000 in statutory copyright damages, $1 million in punitive damages, and a mandatory injunction to the defendant to change the design of their home. Your internet cut out, dude. That's the second time today. You're having bad luck. Hey, answer this question. Do you want an iPhone X? According to a 2014 statement of the claim, Chapnick say their architect design home is one of the most well-known admired houses in Cedarville and Forest Hill neighborhood, in large part due to its uniqueness. They came Kirschenblatt, who is in the business of flipping houses, copied their home to increase her property value while decreasing the value of the plaintiff's unique house.
Okay. Did they rebuild the home from the ground up to be like, we're making this house look just like this house? Or did they just renovate a house to mimic the stylings of the outside of the damn house?
I think it's the second one.
Then die. These people should not be allowed to file lawsuits because they don't know what a lawsuit should be.
Dude, I'm a little
did
worried.
Did they win?
I don't know. We haven't got that far. Chris Blatt denied copying the look of her neighbor's home. And
to
said the
settle
house
out of court.
Is actually, oh, is that what? Okay, all right. Parties agreed to settle out of court. The terms of settlements were not disclosed. So they came to an agreement out of court.
I don't get it.
I'm a little worried you're going to turn into a Sith Lord tonight. from the rage in your face.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Let it out, dude.
They...
Let it out.
Just because their siding was similar to their house, they sued them for $2.5 million.
Yes.
Did you also see the brother of the Las Vegas shooter claim that $100,000 isn't a lot of money to them?
No, I did not
see
that. Yeah,
he went on a rant when he was like being asked by some people as to why the shooter sent Mary Lou, whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what the...
Don't know what you're talking about. Does it have memes involved? Probably didn't read if it doesn't have any memes involved.
I'm just... Nope. Never mind. Never mind. There's a rich guy on TV that ranted about how people just think everybody works at Taco Bell and people just don't give away $100,000 here and there.
Like, people do that?
Apparently, he thinks it's common.
Can he come... No, actually, I don't want him to come give us, like, money because he's related to that guy.
Yeah.
Can someone else give us $100,000?
Sure, yeah. Rich people out there. Official Z player.
He's not going to get
that. He's mad at you. May be rich.
I'll take $50,000, my half.
it took me a second to get that one. Oh my god, dude.
Didn't even want to process what you said. I was going to skip it and then it registered.
I mean,
and then I'm like,
as far as lawsuits go, this one isn't as bad as it could have been, because if it did lower the value of their house, and then the man built the house to look exactly like that house and then flipped it and sold it, I mean, you would be mad, wouldn't you?
I would be.
What do you do in that situation?
You move past it, because you're living in a mansion. I think you can afford it.
That's true.
But no, you want money from other people.
Some things in life you just can't. You just gotta go, all right, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's called being an adult.
Yep.
You're like, oh, that sucks.
Things don't always work out for people, and you don't get what you want all the damn time. So you gotta just take the lows when they come. Mr. Rich Man can't sell your house for as much as you fucking want to. Get out.
It's a house. Who cares? Yeah. There you go, man.
At least we have something in common.
You are literally going to make me have a stroke tonight.
God.
I'm going to die from laughter. Your rage is off the charts, man.
Yeah. I may need help with that. Do you have any stories on here that won't make me rage you?
I don't know. Could I just Google, like, cute bunnies? Would that enrage you?
Yeah, it would.
Like, what if
How
I
dare
just,
they be cute?
If I just Google, like, my favorite animal. I could just stare at this when I need happiness, all right? Look at these chinchillas, man.
Just makes me rage that I don't have one.
Here, let's go more your speed, dude. There, here's things you like. What about that?
Does that make you happy?
No, because it's all shitty. It's all going to be more shitty.
How about this? There. By the way, that was super gamble right there to Google that without changing the thing.
The thing?
Yeah, the thing.
The safe search?
What's happening
or
right here?
Or what?
What's happening right here?
Dude, that's a parade of Pikachus.
Like, I want that to happen in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. You feeling better?
Surprisingly, yeah.
Okay, good. What about new internet? So I put this in here. Okay, I'm going to paraphrase this thing. Basically, they're building a new internet that basically makes it not privatized. So instead of one company owning it or controlling it, you know, like Comcast, for example, it's basically hosted multiple places by multiple people, kind of like a cloud internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is literally the plot to season 4 of Silicon Valley television show.
Oh, really?
Where they create a new internet
mm-hmm.
that's in the cloud. And now someone's doing it in real life.
So, how is the internet already in a cloud?
Well, the thing is that, like, he's trying to make it so... This is all about China.
Oh,
Hong Kong-based software engineer is about to develop new internet said to offer users complete control over their personal information and bypass mainland China's Great Firewall. So, like, chat says, official player says, go on the deep dark web. But the problem is, in China, it's very difficult to do that because all traffic is monitored at an ISP level.
Okay.
So, like, you can't even, like, for example, if you wanted to download Tor, you know, you couldn't even do that. It's blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be elite hacker. How's that for being old, huh? Come at me, chat. You have to be elite hacker in order to even do that type of stuff in China, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here in America, you know, where Donald Trump's president, we can do whatever we want. There's no rules anymore. Grab him by the pussy, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But in China...
Nuclear war, threats
rules.
On Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're all good with everything.
Yeah, that's literally an example of what you couldn't do in China.
Giving a golf trophy to hurricane victims.
These are in the last week, by the way.
Yeah.
In between our last show and this show. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well,
so that's what it's
okay,
for.
Okay, so the new internet helps people in China not get tracked.
It's a really big change from the current internet. We take the value away from these big centralized companies like Facebook and Google and put data back into the user's control. Salibra considers himself one of the earliest fans of Blockstack. The project fit into his vision of what a blockchain can be used for. A blockchain is a digital ledger distributed among users. There's no central authority verifying and recording transactions. Instead, it's done by a network of computers. The network verifies and copies information to each user, and a record is made on the blockchain. By using Bitcoin transactions and putting some special data into a transaction, we're able to create a virtual blockchain on top of the Bitcoin blockchain that just has Blockstack-specific data. This will allow users to buy a user ID, set up the ID to include only information the user wants to share when logging into Blockstack apps, and when Blockstack apps are open, everyone gets its own virtual cubbyhole where user data is stored and can only be accessed by the app and the user and not a third party.
I'm following. Yep.
Bypassing the Great Firewall was one of my motivations. Mainland government censors can block unwelcome websites such as Facebook, but they will not be able to bar Blockstack apps, as these do not need to connect to the traditional internet to be used and will instead connect to a blockchain. We envision a world where if they're doing what they're doing is illegal, you'll get a court order and you enforce that against them in the real world. You don't want Google making its own decision about what's acceptable or governments going to them to delete domains. Currently, Blockstack apps are distributed through normal internet domain names. In the future, apps will not be required to operate through internet domain names and will instead operate by registering on a blockchain, which will not allow their removal by anyone other than the creator of the app.
That sounds weird.
So basically, like, what they're saying is you completely bypass the internet to access things because you're setting up a one-time transaction with a blockchain on the internet, okay? But there's no way to know if that blockchain is used to look at ESPN or if it's used to look at anti-Chinese websites, okay? There's no way for them to know what the difference is. And so you can put anything you want in there, and then only you can access it with your ID and your password. So it'd be so the era, like with the example of the warrant, their idea is that, like, if I have bombs in my house, they don't go to my realtor and have them tell the police that I have bombs in my house. They come to my front door, they have a warrant, they go into my house and they look. Mm-hmm. That's the idea, is that they're going to come into your house, they're going to look on your block, and they're going to say, oh, you've got child porn in here, you're going to jail.
Okay.
It's just as private as your home instead of it being through a third party.
So then how would that prevent governments from looking at your block?
Well, because you would have to sign them in.
So then if you're committing felony activities, why would you do that?
Well, you wouldn't, but you have to comply because it's the law. It's the same as, like, you don't have to let a sheriff into your house if he has a warrant.
But he could break in anyways.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
That idea.
Well, that's fantastic then.
It's better. It's a more private internet.
Except it's not, because either way, well, it is.
It is.
It's better for the sites that aren't.
It's not
really
good.
Bad.
It's not good for child. It's well. It's great for people who like child porn. It's great for people who don't want people. It's bad for people who don't want people to look at child porn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. But like for people who are trying to spread news about China's oppressive government,
right?
This is great.
Yes.
This is what. That's what it's meant for.
Gotcha.
But all things eventually turn into porn of some kind, and that's probably what this will happen. You know.
Right.
But you can't. I mean, that's happening now. You can't stop that.
Yeah.
So people are messed
up. Well, good for the China people.
Well, it's mainly the U.S. It's going to be
Chinese
for everybody.
People.
I mean, think about net neutrality being a thing.
Right.
Eventually, this would save us from that as well.
Because we bypassed the
Because you bypassed the ISPs.
Well, then who provides me my internet? This blockchain?
Well, you would provide it, or I would provide it. It's a cloud. Multiple users provide it. A blockchain is a chain of people's network devices. Okay, so do you know how Tor works?
Not really.
Okay, so the Onion Router, what it does, okay, is it basically loops through multiple ISPs. That's not correct,
sure.
But let's say it for simplicity.
Yes.
And that way, no one knows what ISP you're using, because it's using this one, and that one.
Right.
Okay, so that's the idea. This is essentially a more advanced version of that. So I'm using your LTE that you're connected to right now, and Chris's Wi-Fi, and official players, child porn hub that he has going on in his room right now, according to his chat, all right? And that stuff. And that's how you're accessing the internet, is through that blockchain. Everyone has a piece of your data, so no one has the data.
But to get to Tor, I still need an internet connection.
Yes, but with this, you don't.
How?
Because the blockchain itself is the network. It's the same thing as like if we turned off the internet at like
computer.
If we turned off the internet at your work, okay, you could still get to local files on your network because you don't need an internet connection to browse a local network.
So then do you just download everything that you want?
Yeah, essentially that. It's like think of it like the cloud but without an internet connection. Like you have your own private cloud not connected to the internet.
Okay.
It's like if you had 1 megabyte of space on every phone in the world, and then you can just access it.
Sounds cool, man.
On a local network.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make more sense?
It makes more sense now.
Okay.
I don't understand anything.
This guy does not understand anything. Why is he with you?
So funny, man. So funny.
How does it feel, man, to be the less popular one?
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you've fantastic. Had your whole life, you know, looking good and having women and cars and money and dogs, and all I got is this. This is me now.
He got cancer from the both of us, so.
That's true. I also gave him cancer earlier today. He came from my chat, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I gave him cancer when I zoomed in really far in my face.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I can zoom in further. And then I zoomed really far in my face, and he got extreme cancer. So this man is a dead person.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got lots of cancer.
Minutes to live.
Yeah.
Cool.
Second. He's dead now?
Yep.
He just died.
He just did.
Hey, man, don't let chat get to you.
Oh, they got to me. The rage is real, man. Gonna have a heart attack, and I know he wants that, and he's getting what he wants.
Don't give him what he wants, man.
It's already happening.
Don't give him what he wants.
I'm dead.
All right,
back to being dead.
We can talk about this one right here. Bill Gates thinks the 1% should foot the bill for renewable energy, and he's offering the first $2 billion to do it.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay. Bill Gates says we need energy miracle. Specifically, he talks about relationships between research and development and public versus private funding. Let's just say we're all going to die considering Donald Trump's brother. Yeah, that's true. So there are some people who have interrupted the article, blah, 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 blah. Gates has admitted $2 billion of his own incentivized clean energy R&D, and he thinks others should do the same. What do you think, man?
I don't know why other people that say they're concerned with the planet aren't doing that already.
Well, like, you think of people, like, in history that were really rich, like Rockefeller, okay, or Carnegie, like both of these people.
Not sure.
Like, you've never heard of a Carnegie Library?
Nope. I don't know anything. Stop asking me things.
Have you really not heard of the Carnegie Library?
I'm sure I have at one point in time,
but I can't recall
it from my brain.
Chat, watch this. Do you know what a library is?
What's that?
You were supposed to say yes, and then I could be like, look, he knows something.
No, I don't know anything.
Don't make my life harder because chat's mean to you.
I'm making everything harder, man.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
He's poking you, man.
Dude, I know, right? Sentences formed by themselves. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Okay. Carnegie Library. Mm-hmm. The reason it's called a Carnegie Library
is because one person was named Carnegie. Who was rich,
and he gave
it.
All of his money away to the library system, essentially.
Okay.
So he gave his money back for public learning.
Gotcha.
Like Rockefeller, none of those people are really rich anymore. I mean, I'm sure they're still rich by our standards, but like they weren't Rockefeller rich anymore because he gave all his money away.
Okay.
And Bill Gates is trying to do this thing too, but he's always the richest man. How do you be always the richest man if you're giving your money away?
Because he made that.
Like, if he gives $2 billion away, why not 10?
Why not 20?
Seriously, that's really my question.
Why
like,
not 100?
If he's trying to give it all away, what is the difference between 10 and 2? It's not like he's saving it for a rainy day. He's got to give it away.
He's planning on dying tomorrow, man. Just wait until next year to where he needs some news article to bring him back into relevancy,
you
know?
You have to give $10 billion today. Sorry that you only have $40 billion left, Bill. Sorry, Bill.
You can give 10 away for the next 5 years, and then at the end of that, maybe pass away. Who knows? He could live forever. He probably will live
forever.
He
could give away $1 billion every year and still die with a billionaire.
Yes.
Like, that's how much money the man has.
Yes.
So why doesn't he give away more money?
I think he
does. And then why doesn't people like Elon Musk give up their money?
Isn't he, like, one of the most philanthropic persons ever?
Yes, but he still has $60 billion in his bank.
Well, maybe he invests it well.
For his own benefit, though, that boy blind, man!
or the world, because they'll eventually give it all away.
Okay, Nightbot, stop it. How many letters is that? 1, 2, 3, space. 4, 5, 6, space. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, space. 12, 13, space. 14, 15, 16. That's 16 letters, and Nightbot thought that was spamming caps. Are you serious right now?
I thought you turned that off.
Keep talking, dude.
I'm going to talk about things I know nothing about.
I mean, why? I don't know. I guess, I mean, it's great that he's saying it. Who else? Who's going
to
step up?
But what is it going to amount to anything? Is he going to just create the next, like, nuclear option of either war or energy? Because I'm sure that's how, like, you know, your atoms and nucleus and things like that were eventually started to make energy.
Right.
And then turned into a nuclear bomb. So will the next, you know...
So are you worried that by doing all this R&D into clean energy, it'll actually equal the end of the world?
Yeah, I feel like that was the whole plot of Batman, Dark Knight Rises.
It is. You're right, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, art imitating life.
Should we just give up?
I feel like a lot of people have come to that decision.
Like, what if we do this, okay? Let's say we save the Earth from global warming. We die in a nuclear war.
Okay.
Okay? All right? We don't die in a nuclear war, and we die from global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, these are our options right now, right?
And if we don't do that, then we'll probably die from overpopulation.
That's
and
another one.
Not
yep.
getting enough
and
resources.
And we live in America.
Or jobs.
We're in the lucky part of the money. World, because there's a whole other that's dying from poverty and starvation. And just being just poor.
Or climate change. Yeah,
yeah, or climate change, because that affects the poor even worse. You know, and then there's no health care, you know, so.
Need some magical being to come down from the heavens and give us some sort of light.
Then we'd have to believe in him. Oh, are you talking about the Traveler? Yeah, I thought you were talking about Jesus. Yeah. I thought Jesus was going to come back and save us, but I'm like, you know.
No.
I'd rather get nuked than global warming. I would too, because then it's just over.
Yep.
As long as a nuke lands on me.
Right.
I don't want the nuke to be three states over and then I have to suffer through nuclear radiation. That's the most selfish thing you can possibly say, by the way. I just want that to be noted that I realize
how... selfish. You would rather get hit by the bomb than have other people get hit by the bomb.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They can just deal with the radiation.
Uh-huh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, thanks for saving me, dude.
No problem.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm here.
But, I mean, it's just over for us. Mm-hmm. Should we look at Trump's Twitter and then wrap up the show?
Sure. That sounds like a good ender.
I mean, that's what we do every time.
Weekly, bi-weekly.
It just suggested immediately now. Just suggested immediately. Still the flag. I can't wait till he changes this. I'm looking forward to that day. All right, let's see. How long should we go back? 24 hours?
Sure.
All right, here's 23 hours right here. Oh, these are retweets. Those don't count. All right, let's just go up here to... So wonderful to be in Las Vegas and meet with people from police to doctors to the victims themselves who I will never forget. God bless President his family and his team who are faithfully and diligently making America great again. Can we just look at Evelyn McQuarrie's timeline right now?
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of hate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God! Sorry, I shouldn't react to people's personal appearance, because, you know, glass houses and
she's
all that.
She's
just
older than I expected.
Well, also, why is it so blurry? It's like she took a picture like this.
I feel like she's on like one of those cups that just spins like on a roller coaster.
She's on like a merry-go-round or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, this is a good picture moment.
God, can we just look at her tweets? Like, these are all retweets. You see how many of these are retweets?
I think that's all she does.
Is there one post on here that's not, that she did?
She's got more followers on Twitter than I do. You have more than 600 followers, man? Because I don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's just funny that that's what you noticed. Like, how'd this old lady get more followers than me? I'm old, too.
I'm just, yeah, I know. I'm just, apparently people like Twitter of
you
all
feel like
sorts
she's
and
high.
Sizes, ages, and everything.
She does look high, actually.
She's all like crocodile or something. Like,
crocodile?
Messed up stuff, dude. That's what she's on. I hate your face! Okay,
Oh, shit.
Compare my face to hers. Are you ready?
Pretty accurate.
We're pretty close?
It's pretty close.
Pretty close?
It's very close.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is that white hair and you're good. You're golden.
Army brat, retired teacher.
This lady's just getting blown up on the internet.
Yep, dude.
By some random ass show.
Yep. How he's got AIDS, too.
Can we go back to Mr. Twitter or Mr. Trump? Sure. Mr. Twitter.
Mr. Twitter, that's his new name, actually.
That's basically what it should be.
Okay. Why isn't the Senate Intel Committee looking into the fake news networks in our country to see why so much of our news is just made up? Fake! Stock market hits all-time high! Unemployment lowest in 16 years! That's why it wasn't capped. Business and manufacturing enthusiasm is at highest level in decades. How can you measure business and manufacturing enthusiasm? Can't do that. Rex Tillerson,
you know,
never threatened to resign. This is fake news put out by NBC News. Low news and reporting standards. No verification from me.
That was like a day ago.
That's from 14 hours ago he tweeted that.
Yeah.
From 14 hours ago.
Oh, wait, so he hadn't tweeted in 14 hours?
Yeah.
Wow. What's happening?
Maybe he's working today.
Maybe. Maybe he's just having a long shit.
No, he'd definitely tweet during that. That's when he tweets. That's when we all tweet, when we're pooping.
Yeah, maybe he's actually doing something at the current moment.
I doubt it, though.
Who knows?
What could he be doing?
I just like how it's 15 hours, 15 hours, 15 hours, 14 hours. It's just back to back. He's on Twitter for a straight hour. And
yeah.
He's just like...
He's sleeping?
I'm doing stuff, man. I'm doing stuff.
Chet says he's sleeping. It's time for a nap now.
Golfing in the dark.
Trump's going to take a nap now. Big nap.
Trump going to take a nap. Big, be back soon.
Big water.
Stay tuned.
Big water. Ocean water.
Ocean water. Water.
You want to end this stupid show, dude?
Yeah, let's end this stupid show. Every time I see that, I think it says Hopson, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're listening to that rapper. I'm like, no, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't listen to rap. I don't listen to hip-hop. From the South Park movie? You ever seen it?
Nope. Don't watch South Park. Not a hip person. Don't know things.
Sorry, man.
I spread cancer and diseases everywhere I go. In my stupidity. Couldn't even think of a better word for stupidity.
Hey, man, are we going to do a show next?
Nope.
Next.
No more shows.
No, I think we'll do a show Sunday. All right, we'll be doing a show Sunday. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for chatting with us. Thanks for the new follows today. We have the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursday at 7 p.m. and once on Sunday at 2 p.m., both live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you miss the episode live, the video is on demand. They're on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. Go there and subscribe. Leave us a thumbs up and leave us a good comment. The opposite of what's actually happening on our YouTube page. Also, you could follow us on Twitch, even if you don't watch it, because that helps us out immensely. And you can also subscribe to the audio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And if you do that, leave us a 5-star review. That also helps us immensely. We're trying to grow the show. Despite Colby's bad attitude, we actually appreciate your participation. It does make us come back every week. It makes me come back every week.
I don't know about me. No.
But we'll see you guys on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you then, guys.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.